anyone else on? Sarah's on. Sarah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Bill, you're there?
Two places?
What?
Can you hear me in two places?
Yeah, I can hear you on my phone and through the wall.
It's annoying.
I'll
try not to speak.
All right. And who's that?
Tina.
Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Claire.
Did you just come back from the Ukraine, too?
This morning, yeah.
Holy smokes, you guys are good.
We are good.
And tired.
Yeah, and tired.
Well,
we're stretching the limits of physical possibilities.
All right, who? Someone else just joined. Hello?
Elizabeth Moore. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Elizabeth.
How are you?
All right. House renovations are almost done.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Good.
Yes.
All right, is Jennifer on? No. Elizabeth Sal? Carl Keane? Andy Hull? Barry Fowden's away? Diana Farood? Hello?
Hey, Bill Barnett here.
Hi, Bill. Faye? Kim Espy? Ken Warren? All right. So, I guess, Elizabeth, do you know if Tatiana Farood's going to join us?
No, I haven't heard from her.
It's just four, isn't it?
Pardon? All right, so one more minute, and then we'll be back. And Jill is on, right?
Yep.
And Ken is still traveling back, or is he back?
No, he's back. I don't know where he is.
Oh, we got an email saying that he couldn't make it because he was traveling back from the Ukraine.
Oh, well, he's here. I just don't know where he is.
What a wimp.
Yeah. Right.
The two women who go get on the thing, and Ken can't get on.
Right.
He's older.
That's it.
Yeah.
He's in the John McCain category.
Good afternoon, Ed. How are you?
Good. Hey, Michael, you're there.
I got back.
All right.
Got on an earlier shuttle.
All right. And how's Washington?
You know, it's a lot calmer than places where I work.
Okay, that's cool.
Less excitement. That people just are going about their business. All the transitional planners are planning.
Yep. Well,
follow.
In regard to that, you know, there is a fetal alcohol researcher who has an in with the new president-elect.
I know. Who is that?
God, I just had his name, and now I'm blocking on it. Ira Chasnow.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, dear God.
I don't know him, and others appear to. What would be a diplomatic way of describing your reaction?
Well, I'll describe it. Do you remember the headline that said cocaine crack addicts or crack babies are going to inundate the school system?
I do.
All right. He was the one who started that scare. Claire debunked him, and John Stossel put that in his book on myths that needed to be exploded.
I see. And is he still active in the field?
Oh, very.
Right. Oh, yes.
Have you heard of the 4 P's plus?
There's so many P's.
Well, he is the copywriter. I shouldn't say the author. I should say the copywriter of the 4 P's plus.
So what are the 4 P's?
Let's see. Do you have what? Did your parents drink? Your partner drink? Then the third, did you drink while you were pregnant? And it's four questions to kind of used as a screening tool.
And
I see.
And the fourth, I think, is patent.
Yeah. Well, it was written by a guy in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And it was the 3 P's. And then there was a question added, and it was copyrighted. And the state of California, or there are counties in California, that are now using it and paying him a considerable amount of money. The licensing of that.
Well, that's good. Maybe.
And NIAAA funds him, so don't say anything really bad.
Well, I can't really express an opinion because this is also secondhand, but he sounds like an interesting and thought-provoking person.
He is. He has a group called Research Triangle in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
It would be a good thing not to make him the spokesperson to the president.
I'm just telling you, he has an in. And
yeah.
And any of you who know Vivian Botka, I don't know if people know Vivian, but...
Sort of.
All right, well, Vivian is, as she would say, the adopted mother of the most affected fetal alcohol child in the United States. And she also has an in with him. She knows Durbin really well.
Okay.
So maybe fetal alcohol will make inroads, political inroads.
Maybe Daschle will get to be Secretary of the Interior.
Who knows?
I think Daschle will have a role, and he's
yeah.
certainly a respectable entree.
He is.
All righty. So, Jill, do you want to fill us in on the meeting and what you need from people for that?
Sure. Everything's moving ahead with the hotel. It looks like they're setting up a link for us so you can be able to click on it and make your reservations. And I booked the number of rooms based on your responses for who needed rooms when. They're hoping that that link would be done today. I still haven't received it, so hopefully sometime next week I'll send you an email, and it should be easy to follow. If you run into any problems, contact me. In addition, we're trying to coordinate some shuttles to and from the airport, so please send me your flight itineraries once you have them so I can create a spreadsheet with who's arriving when and see who can get on the shuttles together.
Okay.
Other than that, same old, same old.
All right. Also, in regard to the meeting, Peter Hammond is coming from the UK to talk about the facial imaging work that he's done with other dysmorphic conditions.
Good.
Hannah Kinney is coming from the PAFS project. We have also invitations in to Andrew Sakin from Indiana, who is a colleague, or not a colleague, but does similar stuff to Peter Hammond, and they've worked together in the past. And but I'm not sure whether he is coming yet. And John Gilmore, who is in North Carolina, whose research is on early brain development and risk for psychiatric disorders. So we should have a fairly full meeting, and I hope that meets with everyone. Jill and I will be working on the agenda over the next week or so. Other announcements. I hope that all of you saw that a call went out for solicitations of the developmental exploratory projects.
Yes.
We'll fund between two and four of those at direct cost of $50,000 to $100,000 per project per year for a total of 3 years. So we sent it out to the RSA and we sent it out to the Fetal Alcohol Study Group and to people who had already inquired of me about these applications. So the first thing we're going to do is to get a one-page description. It'll be sent out to everybody. People can rank order them based upon how well they fit in with the consortium. And then we're going to solicit a 10-page proposal of the ones that we feel would have something to contribute or to the CFAS or something that CFAS would be able to utilize from that proposal. So if you know anyone who's interested, get in touch with them and tell them to get us a one-page outline of what they would propose to do. All right, any questions on those? Okay. Tina, I got your email about the birth defects research part A.
Yeah.
And we, I guess, sent them a total of 9 papers. They picked 5, and they didn't... enough for a special issue, and they didn't also want to compete against the issue that Charlie Goodlett's putting out.
Right. So what Diana has a very narrow view. She's the new editor of what she thinks is consistent with what BDRA is supposed to be about. And so of the 9 that we submitted, she thought 5 or 6 were consistent with that and would be pleased to have them submitted, but she felt that she had to have 10 or 12 papers for an issue. So what she proposed to do was to postpone a special issue on this topic, to bring in a special editor. She asked if I could suggest somebody. I gave her a couple of names, including you, Ed, and Kathy Sulick, and that anyone who wanted to submit papers, I mean, it's the acceptance rate is pretty high for that journal, but that in next year she would be considering putting together a special issue like Charlie's, which would require putting out a call for papers, and it wouldn't just be dedicated to people that are part of CFAS.
Okay. And Charlie's issue is still going forward, so... let's see. I did get a report from Charlie Goodlett on the tissue banking, and he has made some recommendations, and I will be sending that out to everybody. And what's available where and where we might be able to do certain things. And I will get that, make sure that gets out over the weekend. Now, there's a... I lost my copy of the paper. Here it is. A lot of discussion, or some discussion, I think it's dropped off considerably on this light drinking, and I will get that, make sure that gets out over the weekend. Now, there's a... I lost my copy of the paper. Here it is. A lot of discussion, or some discussion, I think it's dropped off considerably on this light drinking in pregnancy. And Feng Zhao from the Fetal Alcohol Study Group is putting together a response. And I think it's more a response to the reporter's synopsis of this paper rather than the paper itself.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense.
And, you know, I've been through the paper, and, you know, it just reports what it reports. And I think that the title might have been a little, could have been changed, but I don't think they really say anything that's all that inflammatory. But the summary, the synopsis of it by the reporter was trying to, or was implicated that light drinking might prove beneficial. And I think Claire's responded already to some people that the authors are really saying that's probably more a social economic status phenomena than it is a drinking problem.
Yeah, they actually say that in the paper.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, this Ron Gray is the guy who wrote the report for the British Medical Society on moderate alcohol consumption that I'm sure most of you have seen. He's a very respected person out at Oxford, and basically has data that there's not a lot of research on light to moderate drinking and harm, or with light drinking harmful effects. And he's reviewed all the data, and this is fairly light drinking. This is no more than 1 drink a week. And a lot of the numbers are not significant, but they're making a lot of this J-shaped curve, but there are lots of reasons for curves in alcohol research. So I put on the agenda in case anyone wanted to respond, and people who are interested in responding or providing guidance for Feng Zhao should contact him at Indiana University. And you all have his email. He's a member of CFAS. So,
okay.
I know he would like some guidance, however, particularly from the clinicians, and he was hoping that Ken Jones would be able to do it. So, Tina, maybe you would, and Ken could get in touch with Feng.
Sure.
And from there?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, well, I'm sure we have some interesting updates before Claire and Tina fall asleep. So why don't we start with you guys on what was going on in the Ukraine?
Well, it's going well. Yes, better than I think we probably all expected. The major hurdle that we passed is that they successfully shipped the first set of blood samples, and they arrived intact and in good shape at Carl's lab a week before last. So they're going to continue to ship those monthly now, and Carl's going to go through the analysis of the first, I think, 45 samples sometime this coming week. And then otherwise, the major focus of this was to make sure that the neurobehavioral testers are up to speed, so Claire can speak to that.
Yeah, I was actually happy with the neurobehavioral testers. It's always scary when you put yourself in the hands of people who are in another country and that you can't monitor closely. But the people that they selected were excellent, and they really had made a good faith effort to get themselves up and running on this and were of that sort, and it sort of has some cohesion to it so that when we come in, we're not having to create that cohesion. It's already there, and this is simply adding to it. So they, and also they're very, very interested in what we're doing, what we're talking about. So I think it really is, has the potential, if they can get the recruitment postnatally to work well, and they're thinking about how to do that. I think it has a lot of potential.
Well, in terms of recruitment, a year from now, how many infants do you think you will have assessed?
Well, I let me see. They're picking up 20 new cases a month, and I think that they said that they would have the first cases coming in April, and so that we, even if they get 75% of them, by a year from now, they'll have, what, 15 times April?
150, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
If they get the full group and less, maybe 120 if they are able to get them all back in.
And then that's a good size, so that would be great.
Yep.
But you alluded to another question I was going to ask, and that was about the Russian sample and what's going on in Russia, or is it just being...
They've basically been on hold for the last several months since we initially decided that we needed to do the choline evaluation or assay of the blood samples. And the hitch has been that they cannot or haven't gotten approval to import the dimethylglycine, the chemical that they need to actually do the choline analysis. That's one among many problems that we've had at that site. So we've sat with the money at CRDF and haven't spent it, waiting to see if we can resolve this issue. And that was one of the focuses of this trip in Ukraine, was to see if they would be willing and if it was acceptable to NIAAA to shift the greater portion of the sample recruitment to that site, given that they've had a steady success in recruitment of people who qualify since last July. So I think we could do that, and it's something that I need to talk with you more about in terms of replacing that.
So no new recruitment has gone on?
Nothing's happened. Zero has happened since March.
I mean, do you think it's a viable site, or do you think that it is? I mean, forget the choline part of the
problem. Right. I think it's an absolutely dismal place to try to do work. Claire can attest to that, and it's.
Well, I think everyone who's been there can attest to the fact that it looks rosier on first sight,
right,
than in reality it will ever be.
Right. I think that's exactly true. And the two PIs there, they did come to this Budapest meeting, and they're pessimistic themselves. So, you know, that's a bad place to begin with. And I think that, you know, others, the expense has gone off the charts there in terms of them saying that whatever it was that we were paying them previously is one-tenth of what the expectation is that they should make now. And, that's just personnel costs, not counting other things as well. So, if I had my choice, I would say it's not a viable site. It's not a good investment.
All right, well, we've already invested a lot of money.
We've invested a lot of money there, yep.
Right. So I think this is an issue that we need to decide for by the January meeting of whether
I agree.
We cut off the Moscow part of the project and try to either move the project totally into the Ukraine, perhaps other sites in Ukraine, or other countries in the Eastern Bloc.
Europe.
Yeah.
See, we talked with them about the neighboring oblast in Ukraine, which has the kind of parallel infrastructure to the one in Rivne, but is located in a birthing hospital for the region rather than located in a diagnostic center. It would be feasible, and they would be very interested and willing. It's just a matter of, you know, shifting gears and setting that up.
So maybe we
can talk about this next week, Ed.
But I think that comes January, we really have to bring it together, bring it to everybody with a reasonable set of new expectations.
I agree.
And possibilities. Now, I know that the Oklahoma project, the woman from North Dakota is there.
Yeah,
now.
Tatiana. She's had difficulties as well.
Yeah, she's over there now with the woman from North Dakota, South Dakota.
Right.
And I know that they're also having difficulties given the exchange currency now of, you know, when we started, we were paying $200 a month, and now you'd have to be paying, you know, $4,000 a month to be the equivalent.
Right.
So we really need to... Next week I'm in town, so
okay.
Maybe we should get lunch and figure it out.
That sounds good.
All right. Okay, let me pull my thing back up. All right. Bill, are you officially a PI yet?
No, and I've sent a couple repeated requests to the person in charge at NIAAA who takes care of that stuff, and so far it's been like sending stuff to a black hole. So I could try again, but I feel that would be rude.
And who are you sending it to?
I'm sending it to, and I could pull up that email, but I've copied it.
Don't.
There's who took over for, who's the new person for the NIAAA?
Dale Harold.
Right. So,
yeah, so I've gotten CC'd from you. I don't recall who it is that you directed it to, but I can I've kind of lied low on it, not knowing what the situation was, but I can follow up on it when I get back.
Yeah, I forget the name of the woman, but that was the person she was the person that I was directed to send these requests to.
Okay.
And then to copy,
well,
I guess, you.
Yeah.
So that's what I've done.
Okay, well, I'll do what I can, and I'll get back to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
The person is Deborah Carl.
That sounds right.
Do you know her?
I know the name. I don't know her personally, but I'll be sure to hook up with her and see what's going on with it and prod her or solve the problem one way or another.
So, Chris, we'd probably like to take care of that.
I'll look into it when I'm back in the office on Monday.
Thank you, Chris.
Carl's not on. Tina's talk. Claire talk. Elizabeth Moore, how's the facial imaging coming?
As far as I know, it's going well. I haven't heard anything bad, so that's good.
I guess that's good. Are we collecting images anywhere?
I think San Diego's about it.
And
we're collecting images.
And have any of the other cameras been dispatched anywhere?
Not that I know of. Mm-mm.
The plan to do the infant sample, we found the method of being able to import the camera, but weren't able to make it in time to get the paperwork completed for this visit. So Jeff is going to go back in March, just the month before they're ready to start doing these kids, and the camera should be there by then.
All right, well, it would certainly be nice if we had some data with the new camera prior to Peter Hammond coming. Pardon?
This is Claire. We're going to try to get get data on the 5th of December. We have set up an appointment for Ken to look at the kids and for us to take images.
we don't have a camera, and there doesn't seem to be any way to get one at UCLA.
All right. Well, I mean, it's pretty far into the year.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to have to talk to Tatiana and find out what's going on. But
I think there was an assumption that we could borrow one, but we just never got anywhere.
No, no. I know you were going to try to borrow one, but I thought she had a schedule to allocate these cameras, and it doesn't sound like very much. I'll make a note. All right. And Elizabeth, you and Ken and Jean, any more come out of that or nothing?
No, nothing came out of it.
Nothing.
I think it's sort of a dead issue.
Put on the agenda for the January meeting is to figure out what we're going to do with this facial imaging stuff. All right. Elizabeth Sal, how's it going?
Good. I mean, we're just, you know, bringing in kids slowly but surely. Still need to get Ken to come, but we don't have, you know, a huge number of kids yet.
I thought a date was already arranged with Ken to come.
No, not in L.A.
That's Atlanta.
Yes.
All right.
So it would make sense, though, to get a camera, you know, at the same time, but that may not be reasonable to expect.
Well, that would make a lot of sense since he's going to see everyone in a couple of days, and it would be great to have a camera there.
Yeah.
All right. I just haven't had much contact with Tatiana lately. You know, we email late at night, but I don't know what's going
on. Well, we had a lot of interaction on the spit thing, and we got that IRB approved. But, and the other concern I have is South Africa. I have no idea. Catherine Narr is now starting to start correspondence to plan her trip for February. So,
I think
wasn't somebody going in November?
Yeah, Phil May is going over in November. There's a large meeting going on there. Ken Warren was going to go, but I don't think he's going anymore. But I think I know Phil and Wendy are going. But I mean, I think it's time for people to start stepping up to the plate here and find out what's going on with their various projects if we're going to make any sense out of anything. I mean, we're a year and a half into this, well, not quite, but a year and a couple months into it, and it seems like things are going well at the local sites that people are running, but that the collaborative part, the interaction, the consortium part's falling apart. Or is not being integrated very well. So I think people need to find out.
Is anyone on from New Mexico?
No, they're on their way to South Africa.
I haven't heard anything. I don't know, Elizabeth, if you've heard anything about the subcontracts in South Africa. Ed, I know you were in touch with Phil about it. Have you heard anything? I contacted Phil also and haven't heard anything back, but I'm my understanding that the subcontract hasn't been put in place, and that's troubling.
Well, it's, yeah, we're talking a year and 2 months and 3 months, but I think that the PIs of projects that have subcontracts or have projects going to multiple sites are going to have to start getting on the sites to get things going. You know, or we're going to be a year and a half into it without having collected some data at each of the sites, and I'm not sure that's a good thing. So, like I said, I think people are making progress at the individual sites where they are and the PI as PI, but at the collaborative part, doesn't appear to be moving ahead very quickly. So I'm going to put that on each of the PIs to try to rectify.
You haven't gotten to me yet, Ed, but in terms of both the neurobehavior and the neuroimaging, I think neurobehavior is progressing pretty well. We're collecting data at all sites except for Atlanta, and we have just received their pilot tape Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. You said you don't have a contract with South Africa yet.
Well, except with the exception of South Africa. Neuroimaging, Elizabeth's collecting data in Los Angeles, and we're screening subjects to start scheduling them now.
Right.
So I think from, you know, there is some light, you know, we're doing.
Yeah.
But it sounds like there are two sites, Atlanta and South Africa, that are not on board on the behavioral.
Now, we're on board. As soon as that tape's approved, we have 13 subjects lined up to go.
Okay.
It's just a matter of getting the thing approved, and we had to get somebody trained to do it.
All right.
But South Africa, no, I mean, I think that's a it's unfortunate that nobody is on to discuss it. I think that's a serious concern.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, can
I've emailed Phil. I'll email him again. I think you talked to him directly, though. I know it's been a few months, but I'm pretty sure you talked to him in person about it.
I saw him when I was in Sweden, but I thought things were further along than you're telling me they are. So.
Oh no, I don't know anything. I mean, maybe they are, but nobody's told me.
Well,
I'm in the same boat. Yeah.
They didn't invoice for anything related to South Africa. For the final invoice.
If in January things don't look better, then I'm going to talk to Dale about, you know, there's no sense spending money or giving in this fiscal climate of putting money into subcontracts where data are not being collected. And if we're not getting things done, then what we really need to do is to get that money back and get it back to NIAAA where it can be put to some use. Rather than have people carry over money into the third, fourth, fifth year of this go-around. So, you know, I hate to say it, but maybe we need a little fiscal threat to get this stuff moving along.
At the very least, this is Dale, perhaps some timeline of goals to be established and reporting specifically to those goals would be good.
So I think that by the January meeting, that's the beginning of January, which is 2 months from now, we really need an update on what's going on at each of the sites relative to each project. And sites that are not complying or producing data, then I think we're going to have to sit down with the NIAAA people and decide how we're going to deal with it. Okay.
Sarah is calling the PI of the subcontract for you.
She's the PI, but not to me. She's the PI to Phil.
Oh, because she's the PI of the subcontract from the imaging.
Do you have a subcontract in place there?
Yes.
But nothing's happened.
But
no.
But no data's been collected.
To my knowledge, no.
All right. So I mean. What do people do with subcontract money when they're not collecting any data? I mean, I think that's a problem. So I think it's going to have to be resolved at that January meeting. So Jill, we're going to have to send out a thing telling people we really need to know where the progress is, no BS, how many subjects are being run at each of the sites, and, you know, what the size of the subcontract is. But, you know, we're moving along into this project. January would be, you know, almost a year and a half. And if people haven't started collecting data in a year and a half, then either this project does not have a high priority for them or there's something logistically wrong. So, all right, but I've said my piece now. All right, Ken's not on the phone. Jennifer's not on the phone.
Well, as far as Ken goes, he has set up with us to come for the dysmorphia core and see bunches of kids. And we'll be doing the 3D imaging at the same time.
All right, there's no one on from South for the South Africa project. Sarah, do you have any updates? Sarah?
Hey, sorry, I had you on mute. I was talking, you weren't listening. I already told you what we're doing with the neurobehavior. We got our IRB through for the saliva collection, so we're waiting to hear what the actual protocol will be, but we're ready to go with that. Imaging, we're about to start data collection, we're screening subjects for eligibility. We had an IRB issue, but that's been resolved. Neurobehavior is going forward. Facial imaging data have been collected. So I've already told you what my, you know, concern is about South Africa, but otherwise all the sites, Atlanta's coming on board. We're doing well with that. We're going to review the tape, and it's my expectation that that will go forward smoothly as soon as that's approved. I think that's it. I'm working on analyzing data from Consortium 1, looking at the profile, neurobehavioral profile. So I was planning on putting that into the birth defects, so I'll just keep going forward with it.
All righty. Tatiana's not on the phone. Elizabeth, we already heard from. All right. Let's see. What else? The clinical conference calls are going to stay. You can read that on the agenda. The last item that I have, well, two items. First is that Andrea Bauer left the SDSU Foundation. She decided she could no longer work with me. And that's a joke. But there's some seriousness in it. But, no, she and I got along very well. She was the best project administrator I ever had at the foundation. But she was wooed away by the state part of the SDSU job, and so she now has a new boss and is in academic affairs. The other one is that we've, in the basic science conference call, discussed the CFAS presenting our initiating symposia, which are going to be due in December for the RSA meeting. And so I would like people to think about potential symposiums that they could perhaps submit. And I don't need to be involved in them at all, but whether or not we want one symposium for CFAS or two symposium, one on basic science and one on clinical projects. But anyone who's interested in putting one of those together, I forget what the deadline is, but it's sometime mid-December, early December. So we will send out an email and try to get interest or find out who wants to submit one, kind of like they do with the COGA program, where they, and I think they did it last year with George Koob's INYA West. So just something else to think about, all right? Any other items that I'm missing here? All righty, then. Well, thank you very much. Anything from NIAAA or anybody?
I have not.
I missed it, but what did you decide on that light drinking paper?
That Feng Zhao, who's doing it for the FAS study group, is going to put together a response more to the commentary that went along with that paper rather than the paper itself. And so people who want to have input should contact Feng Zhao at Indiana.
Thank you.
All right. Well, take care. Have a nice weekend, everybody.
Okay.
You too.
Bye.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.